your generosity. Each year, for a week, we host Fund Drive, our annual fundraising campaign that augments our budget and supports our operations. It is thanks to you that we can rise higher and reach further.
Listening to the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from the unceded ancestral territory of the Halkamilam and Squamish-speaking peoples. I am Jesse.
I am Jamie.
Whoa, you know, Jamie, it's been a while since I was in the studio with someone else who knows how to talk into a microphone, so I'm going to have to drop your volume down a little bit because you're good at this.
Oh, Jesse, you're so good to me.
You know who else is good to me and by extension us? You, the listener. Thank you so much for helping CJSF raise over $8,000 and counting in our 2025 fund drive. So many people to thank. We had so many donors to this show in particular. We raised almost $400, maybe more than $400.
Thank you.
I don't want to forget anyone, but we had my parents, my grandparents. We had Jamie's mom. We had our respective partners, Katie and Rebecca. We had Will. We had Katie's mom, Cheryl. We had Randy from Mint Records donated to our show.
Randy!
Just like, oh my God, is that everyone? That's eight, nine. Anyway, if you have not yet donated, you still can at any time at cjsffunddrive.ca. But we just really do appreciate you taking the time and money out of your day and wallet or bank account to help support what we do here, because we love to do it and we couldn't do it without you. So thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, very generous. You help us keep the lights on and make things good.
Yeah. And so now that that's done, we're back to our regular business, although
talking nonsense, playing tunes.
Yeah, this does make 3 weeks in a row of actually doing a brand new episode. And
who's,
also,
hey, who's keeping count? I'm not keeping count.
It's also 3 weeks in a row of us being up at our SFU Burnaby studio.
That's a straight up throwback.
I do like it, and I know that it's greatly inconvenient for both of us, although to peel the curtain back a little bit, we're actually recording this on a work day for me on Friday, so it's not live, but we are here at SFU Burnaby. They're filming a movie on campus. Rumor has it it's the sequel to The Social Network called The Social Dilemma. The Social Reckoning is the name of it.
Man, it's going to be so bad.
Yeah, I think so. I don't have any faith in Aaron Sorkin to direct things.
No, leaving Sorkin unchecked does make for some pretty fun stuff, though.
Yeah.
We'll watch.
We'll watch, for sure, especially if it turns out that it's filmed here on campus, because one of my favorite things to do is to be like, that was filmed here. Katie hates it.
It's why she hates the X-Files.
Yeah. Hey, Vancouver.
Ovaltine Cafe.
Exactly. Oh, I did show you, Jamie, last week I showed you the X-Files remix that we had.
Yeah.
The guy who did that remix is playing a show in Vancouver in December.
Guess we're going.
Yeah, unfortunately, I went to the event page, and the event runs from 11 to 6, p.m. to a.m.
Yikes.
So I will be asleep. Probably, but that sounds pretty cool. Anyway, we're here to actually play music and talk about that, I suppose. And we're going to start the show by going right back to our roots, to one of the first bands we ever had on the program.
And they're still great, as good as they were back then.
Yeah, and still making new music over a decade later, just like us, just as good as we were back then, right?
I would say we're better,
yeah.
But hey.
Better than Dead Soft? How dare you?
Not all of us can quote such incredible evolution as you and I have had, Jesse.
That's true. Well, Deadsoft today, the day we are recording this episode on Friday, put out two brand new songs that are outtakes from their upcoming album, and we could not be any more excited to play them for you. So here it is right here on the tape. Brand new music from Deadsoft. This one is called Annihilated.
So far.
Hey, welcome back to the Vancouver Mixtape. That was Cherry Pick with a track called Doe-Eyed. Cherry Pick, self-described Vancouver-based artist who makes guitar go brr.
They do. They do a really good job of making it go brr.
They do.
Brr.
Go brr. And I'm going to complain as someone who is using this platform on a platform. This platform that it's not designed for. My number one gripe about using Instagram on desktop, which, come on, Jesse, what are you doing? You scroll twice and then they're like, hey, don't you want to log in to see any of this content? No!
I
just want to creep. I just want to, like, see the band. That's all. Anyway, that was rad. Cool stuff by Cherry Pick. That one called Doe-Eyed. A little older, back from March of this year, but we haven't played it yet, so it's new to us.
It's true. They are playing a little rock and roll show, which will be really good. They're playing it with Off and Wrong.
Who you heard before,
yes.
Cherry Pick, their track Slipping Under.
Yeah, it's honestly going to be a goofy little show, and I mean that in the affirmative, of course. This is on the 29th. It is Off and Wrong doing an EP release show. They'll be releasing their record, The Figs Are Starting to Rot. And then playing alongside them is Cherry Pick, but also Scarlet Fever, who just released a brand new album that is so good. And then
Girl with Shank.
Yeah. And then Computer, who
stacked.
Really kind of taken the world by storm.
And
right
also
now.
Just released a record, Station on the Hill.
Holy smokes!
There was something I was going to say about all those things, but...
That's all at Green Auto, by the way.
Oh, yeah, and it's also on November 29th, not just the 29th.
Oh, yeah, sorry. So, no, November 29th, 2025.
Yeah, so check that out, and maybe we'll be there, and maybe you can see us. I bet Jamie will be wearing a baseball hat. That's all I can say.
I will. Probably.
Who knows which of his many he will be wearing.
I'm just a man who loves his cap. What can you say?
What I can say is up next is a band based on another form of headgear that you will be shocked to hear, Jamie, that I received this piece of headgear for my birthday as a birthday present, and that is the snorkel.
Really?
Yeah. It was an unexpected gift from my parents, so now I gotta get into snorkeling.
You know what? It's about time.
Yeah, it came with a wetsuit and everything, so like no excuses. I gotta get in that water and look at stuff. So now I can no longer remain blissfully unaware of all the monsters lurking below my feet as I swim. We're gonna hear new music from Snorkeler. There it is. Who are a band that really wear their influences on their sleeves very proudly, I think. Those influences to my ears, the Strokes, Phoenix, that also maybe the Killers a little bit. Anyway, it's pop rock and it's great. This is called It's So Hopeless by Snorkeler on the Vancouver Mixtape.
Really nice. gotta start somewhere.
Just hanging. I miss you, baby.
thought about it on the freeway. They hit the brakes so hard that I fell on my face. I picked myself up off the tarmac, and now I'm waiting for a call to fly right back. Are you overworked and underpaid? What a shame. I couldn't wrap my head around any other way. Complaining life's become a circus. You should have known that.
Welcome back to the Vancouver Mixtape. That was Carousel by Hotel Decor from their Carousel EP. Kind of cool, psyche alt-rock stuff. Before that, we heard $50 Promise by the Mallorys, which was recorded back in 2007-2008. A music duo who met each other while attending college at BCIT.
Whoa, Jesse! We went to college at BCIT.
I know. We did not meet each other there. No, so it's not quite the same, but...
I guess, yeah.
It's good.
But, like, it's fine. It works.
It's fine. And just cool stuff there. They live in different cities now, but this dynamic duo hasn't ruled out the possibility of more music creation in the future, which rules.
Get that reunion tour.
Let's get it going.
I'll cook again.
The Mallorys, let's go. And, ooh, excuse me, kicking that set off was Brilliant Pop Rock by Snorkeler, It's So Hopeless, from their No Power EP.
It is coming from a guy who loves snorkeling.
I am the number one snorkel king
of the PN dub.
Jamie, was Big Deal your pick?
Yes.
Yes, tell me about Big Deal.
Big Deal, I believe it's a drummer from Dead Soft, was in Malk, forget his name.
Graham? No.
No.
Oh. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Anyways, I believe it's his new...
Alex?
Yes, Alex Smith.
There we go.
I believe it's his new band.